This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
All right, let's get to Hey, I Was Wondering now and see if we can answer some questions, like the impact that we're having from Elizabeth. Hey, good morning. I was wondering, with all of you broadcasting from home. No, we're not.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Are you keeping to your same wake-up schedules, or are you taking advantage of the extra sleep? No, we're not. Thanks, just wondering, Elizabeth. So, Elizabeth, it must not be aware. No. We are here. We are live in the studio. We are one of the only radio shows in the entire city doing it. Most everything else you hear is all recorded ahead of time, through their computers from their home. Most other morning shows don't care enough about you. They are sound asleep right now. Sound asleep. And knowing morning people the way I know them, they are loving this pandemic. They're like, dude, we could just record it at like 2 in the afternoon, and then we'll just sleep in. We could drink all night. It's
right,
great.
Right, right.
Yeah, they don't care about you. They are giving you virtually no effort, just so you're aware.
That's right.
Like, I've heard a couple of them. I'm like, that's painful to listen to.
Oh, really?
Have you heard a few of the at-home shows? It is painful.
Not morning shows, because we're here.
Yeah, but I mean, just in general, it is painful to listen to. Yeah. Painfully, painfully bad. So, hopefully we're not sounding like that, but in the case of Elizabeth, maybe we are.
So she can't tell the difference.
She couldn't even tell. It sure sounds like you guys are asleep. All right. Oh, giving it all. Giving it our all. Thanks, Elizabeth. No travel mug for you.
Oh, yes.
National Lookalike Day was last Monday, but we're honoring it this Monday because who's really going to check us on it, right? 312-233-1019. People always tell you you look like who. Top three. We have a tie at number three. Tanisha, they say you always look like
Vanessa Williams.
Well, that's nice.
Right?
She looks great.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Yeah.
Well, but I think I'm good looking, but I don't look like her.
There you go.
Just
you
go
look
with it.
Great.
Yeah.
Just roll with it. Aye, Greg, they tell you look like who?
Bobby Flay.
Oh, right into the kitchen with a Bobby Flay.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
I kind of see it, but now I look like Paul Schaefer because I shaved my head over this kind of quarantine.
Right, yeah, a lot of people shaving heads, including 8-year-olds. More on that coming up.
Oh.
Hi there, Nicole at number two. You're always told you look like
Reese Witherspoon.
Another good one.
Oh, really good
Sweet
one.
Sweet Home Alabama. Have you always been told that, or is this a new thing?
It was a lot in high school. There was a few people, and then like recently, but I don't know. It's not very often.
Do you think it? Do you see it?
No.
No. Okay. Oh. And then finally, in at number one, people always tell you look like who, John?
Chris Farley.
Oh, there it is right there. Beloved former Chicagoan.
Aw, we love Chris
the
Farley.
The late Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that a new development, or have you looked like Chris Farley your whole life?
No, I've looked like Chris Farley whole life. I got dirty blonde hair that kind of flies apart. I'm a little bit chubby.
Uh-huh.
I have a fun sense of humor, so it's pretty much the same.
Right. You're a good guy to hang out with.
Definitely.
Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Is this true? Do you agree with this? Is this possible? Does this sound right in your house? I saw a study yesterday about people quarantining at home with their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
What are we in? Week 11?
Six, I think.
12?
Six. 12. Feels like 12.
12th week. This, when did this start?
1979.
Got it.
Yep.
All right. 312-233-1019. Let's talk to some of these participants in the Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Hi, are you quarantined at home with your significant other?
I am.
The question I have for you, Angela, in all honesty, has it improved your relationship or not?
Greatly.
Greatly improved.
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool.
Specifically, what has it improved?
I don't know if there needed improvement, but he's my best friend. We love being together, and this was kind of a way to force us to be together all the time.
Oh, wow. Kind of reestablishing the two of you as best friends for life.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes, I love my job, but I'm going to almost take going back to work when I have to.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's
good for
great.
You.
I'm
good
glad
for
that's
you.
Working out.
Thank you, Angela. Another Angela of sorts. Angie, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Self-quarantine at home with your significant other?
Yes, with my spouse. And I agree with Angela. It's strengthened our relationship. We're more best friends.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Look at that.
Pretty cool.
Has it been that way the whole time, or were there a couple of bumps in the road you had to clear up with each other and understand where each other stood, and now everything's great?
No, there wasn't really any bumps. It's been great.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. Interesting. Because in a national survey, 47% of people say quarantining with their partner has improved their relationship.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Almost half. Basically.
Well, that's less than half, yeah.
But, better than
but
being
in ours,
worse than
it,
that.
It seems to be better than that. What do you think of the 10 people we spoke to who didn't know ahead of time, had no clue the question ahead of time, had no reason to lie to us, been quarantining with their significant other? When asked, has it improved your relationship, what percentage said yes?
60% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go with 70.
Mm-hmm. 90%.
Oh, you were all around the answer. 80% said it's made it better.
Oh.
There's good news. Anybody listening who having a baby? Like soon. During this pandemic. This was called How to Support Your Friend Who Has a Baby During the Coronavirus Pandemic. Let's see if these women are experiencing this kind of support. You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Having a baby?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a baby in there. Right down in there, that's a baby. And when are you due?
July 12th.
Okay, so you have a little bit of time. Is it your first?
It is my first.
Okay, congratulations.
Congratulations. What has been the strangest experience for you as a pregnant woman during a pandemic?
Honestly, the doctor's appointments. Like, I'm actually on my way to the doctor right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when the ones that are at the hospital, it just feels like I'm going to another country. Like, you have to stand behind this line. You have to have your temperature taken. You have to pass the test to get in. You got to give a card to get out. Like, it's
doctor comes in a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that warm, cozy, cuddly feeling that you would expect, right?
It's been crazy. And not to mention, if I have to go to the grocery store, people look at me like, oh, my God, you're pregnant. What are you doing here?
Right. You're
a
terrible person. Why are you in a grocery store? Right.
Did I need to eat?
Let me ask you this. It says how to support a friend who has a baby during the coronavirus pandemic. Do you have a lot of friends supporting you?
A couple.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. Do they reach out regularly without expecting a response?
No.
Okay. Do they validate to you how hard this all is?
All the time.
All right. Well, at least they're doing that.
Good.
When they rarely reach out.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations. Good luck. Hey there, Dana. Hi, Dana.
Good morning.
Having a baby?
Yes. I'm almost 8 months pregnant.
Oh, so you're due on what day?
June 16th.
Okay.
Did you sneak in your baby shower just before the whole self-quarantine?
Unfortunately, no. It was supposed to be this upcoming weekend, so we had to cancel it. And this is my first baby, so everything has been canceled. I can't see anyone. It's been very quiet.
You've had to do this differently than everything you've witnessed in the past with other people having babies, huh? We lose you there? Hello.
Well, nobody can even...
Doctor's appointment.
What's that?
Nobody's allowed it. My husband isn't even allowed in the doctor's appointment and might not even be allowed in labor and delivery.
In the article, How to Support a Friend Who Has a Baby During the Coronavirus Pandemic, have your friends been sending care packages and food?
Yeah, so a lot of them have been sending, their baby shower gifts through the mail, luckily, so that's super nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Have they given you any indication when you give birth in June? Are they going to allow your husband to show up for that?
There's a chance they won't.
Yeah.
He might not even be allowed in the hospital.
Maybe not even in the county.
Right.
The way things are going. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
This is a crazy, crazy time.
It is.
Well, good luck to you, Dana. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Well, congratulations.
You don't have to tell us, but have you picked a name? You don't have to tell us what it is, but have you?
Not yet. We can't agree on anything yet.
Okay. Be very, very careful when picking that name. Talk through all possibilities as far as nicknames go, okay?
That's a good point.
Yeah, because it's a really good point, because this lady didn't do it, and she's got a disaster on her hands
now.
Saw this over the weekend. At first, the baby's name was supposed to be Elizabeth Jane, but then they decided to change the name and honor the husband's mother, so the baby's full name became Elizabeth Anya Jane.
Okay. It's very pretty.
Right. That's very nice. Elizabeth Anya Jane. After her daughter was born, Elizabeth was naturally shortened to Liz.
Okay.
Following?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Violetta is.
Yeah, I am.
Are you following Melissa?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so what's the baby's name now?
Liz Anya Jane.
I'm sorry?
Liz Anya Jane.
Which, of course, is what?
Lasagna Jane.
Lasagna.
Oh, lasagna. Oh, my God. Lasagna.
They accidentally named their baby Lasagna.
Oh, that's cute and yummy.
Oh, jeez.
Mom accidentally names her baby Lasagna and has no idea. Elizabeth Anya, they shorten it to Liz. Oh, little Lasagna. Okay. That's even worse. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Now she's pretty much known by the nickname instead of her birth name. We've been having frequent group Skype sessions with family during the stay-at-home mandate so our families can see the baby, see us, see each other, and stay connected. My sister pointed out, you know you named your baby Lasagna, right? I hadn't made the mental connection, but if you put her first and second names together, Liz Anya, it really does make lasagna.
Oh, God.
According to Adweek, sales of what have dropped 40 to 50% because people are social distancing due to the coronavirus. This is a direct reflection of that social distancing where you've just decided, well, I don't need this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? Don't need it, Linda.
Makeup.
Makeup, no. No. Sales have dropped 40 to 50%. John.
Condoms.
No.
Oh.
I would think those would be up.
Really?
I hear that kind of activity has increased.
Yeah, but maybe you just
there's
think
nothing
you don't
else
need
to
it,
do.
Because it's just one person.
No, no, no. Sales of what have dropped 40 to 50%, Carol?
The breath mints?
Exactly right.
Oh, jeez.
Breath mints and gum. Nobody's buying anymore. They're like, who cares? No one can smell me. They're all far away.
I get it now. I get it. Yeah, gum is kind of one of those things you don't really eat at home. You eat like when you're on the road.
Well, I'm guessing according to Adweek, 40 to 50% of people say, nah, not anymore.
All right.
Maybe your main purpose for it is so you don't have bad breath to another person.
You want fresh breath around the office, around people. And you're like, well, I'm not around people anymore.
That's
no need for me to buy this.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, like in a Zoom meeting, you don't need to have fresh breath like you would in a regular meeting.
No. Nope.
Absolutely.
Business Insider says 300 million people a day are video conferencing on Zoom.
Wow.
That's up 50% since the beginning of April.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We've
it's
already
everywhere.
Ditched Zoom because there's too many Zoom bombs going on.
Right.
Anybody can get on there and crash your stuff.
I was kind of looking forward to one of those.
Yeah. 300 million people. This is the new normal, I guess. Yeah, we were just talking about The Last Dance last night, episodes 3 and 4, your Chicago Bulls. 6 championship season, 97 and 98, the most watched documentary on ESPN, in ESPN's history. Today, this morning, I just got this tip. Isaiah Thomas is having a temper tantrum on ESPN right now about how he was portrayed last night. What a loser. Then I got this.
Oh.
Now he's complaining that he didn't get on the dream team. He looks pathetic.
That's part of what I got here. Yeah.
I hope most people agree with me. This is the text that I just got regarding it. So were you able to pull some of it?
Yeah, the dream team thing I can do right now, that was just like for background, the 92 Olympic team, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson,
right.
Larry Bird, all the great
Which
players.
Which I believe is going to be featured next week,
Sunday
okay, night.
Okay, that makes sense. So they left Isaiah off that team, and I think it's pretty well known that it was because Michael didn't want him on the team.
Right.
Even though he probably should have been anyway,
Michael probably behind the scenes was like, oh, I'll play, but not if he comes.
Exactly.
If you're going to have him, I'm not playing.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
So here was Isaiah this morning on this.
And I thought I should have made that dream team. However, I wasn't a part of it. That hurt me. And looking back, if I'm not a part of the dream team because, you know, a lapse in emotion in terms of not shaking someone's hand, if that's the reason why I didn't make the dream team, then I am more disappointed today than I was back then when I wasn't selected.
There you go. Of course, referring to the Detroit Pistons, who acknowledged that they had a thug reputation and were poor sports on top of it all, refusing to shake hands at the end of a series.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just a bad example to all the kids watching, too.
Look at that. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. They just weren't there, you know. Wasn't their thing. They'd rather knock your head off, and then when they got beaten, they're like, they decided they were going to take their ball and go home.
Bad sportsmanship.
Just what Horace Grant said.
Right.
Straight up bitches.
Right.
That's exactly how he described it.
Detroit Pistons. Straight up bitches. Can you pull
hilarious.
That clip for us, too?
The Horace clip?
You know, I'll throw some Billie Eilish on. Pull Horace for me.
I got to find it. I got to find it.
Pull Horace for me.
That's
by
hilarious.
The way, it looks like he might have eaten Scottie Pippen.
Oh, God.
Horace got big. Did you see him? He's a big boy.
He did, but.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Are you trying to find it right now?
There's
a lot of
to.
Other swearing, so I thought I'd give you an opportunity to review it.
Okay, there is a 2-second YouTube clip that is labeled that. Hold on.
You got to check it?
Let's just do it. Here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
Straight up bitches.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to need that clip, Swanee. We're keeping that one. What do you think of that, Horace Grant?
Oh, that is so funny.
Come on, give it to me one more time. What do you have to say about those Detroit Pistons, Horace Grant?
Straight up bitches.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look at, after all these years, it's mean to me. Gosh. Come on, Isaiah. 312-233-1019. Oh, yeah. Hey, Eric, I was so excited last week when I received my $1,200 stimulus check. My fiance saw it on the table and said he's entitled to half. He's not getting a stimulus check because he owes child support. He lost his job. He's fallen behind. I told him that the check is mine, not his. He disagreed and says, because we're getting married, we split everything 50-50 because we're in love. This made me angry. I might not be in love. Yesterday, I started feeling guilty because it wasn't his fault that he lost his job and fell behind. Should I split the money or not? You say what, Joan?
I do not think that she should share her money. This is a sign of the times. Uh-huh. Those kids are always going to be his, which is wonderful. Uh-huh. And he doesn't have a job now, so say no, no.
No, no, do not split the money, says Joan. Okay. John, should she split the money?
No, I think she needs to break off the engagement.
Oh,
he's
oh,
in
wow.
financial. He's got financial trouble. She doesn't know about it or isn't prepared to deal with it.
Wow.
She needs to cut this thing at, right now.
So
from the court.
Not only don't share, but break up.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Yep. All right. Well, that's very rip the Band-Aid off. Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'm totally with John. She should not only not give him the money, but she should break off the engagement.
Like,
she should reconsider all the marriage altogether.
She should. This is a sign of what's going to come. He's going to take all her money, and she's going to end up in debt for his kids.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, she should run.
Yeah. She's got the crystal ball going. You're going to end up in debt, living out of your car. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be in the Walmart, behind the Walmart in a dumpster.
Taking care of his old kids.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm messing around right now.
Elizabeth, what do you think?
Good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I agree with the other callers. She should absolutely not share of the check. And these are red flags all over, flapping in the wind. Get rid of him.
Get rid of him. How dare he? Yes. You know, not only am I not going to give it to you, I'm getting rid of you.
Whoa. Hi.
Hey, Pam.
Hey.
What do you think?
Happy Sunshine Monday.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you are living together and splitting everything equally, then yep, you should split it with him. Otherwise, nope.
Okay, so if they've been living together, say for an extended period of time and have been splitting bills all the way up until now, then this is should just continue with that.
Absolutely, be fair.
All right.
Otherwise, nope.
All right.
Alrighty.
But what if she ends up living in a dumpster behind the Walmart, like everybody else said? Then what?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah.
That's kind of what she's thinking. Let's get to the weekend wrap-up and find out what happened over the weekend that we should know about. Quick stories we haven't had a chance to get to until right now. Are you guys ready to go?
Yes!
All right, weekend wrap-up. You know, I mentioned Chipotle earlier. Chipotle shared their guacamole recipe, so now you can make Chipotle guacamole at home.
Is there avocado in that?
No, there's no avocados in guacamole. Yes, of course there's
yes.
Although I'm not a big fan of the Chipotle guacamole.
You don't like it?
I really, it's too
tangy or
yes.
something.
Oh, I like that part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe it's all that lime juice that they put in there.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah. It's very smooth, too. I kind of like a chunkier guac.
Yeah. All right. How about this? Since we're talking going out and getting your food, an Oregon man drove to 11 different Wendy's twice in one day for free nuggets. Remember that day last week?
Oh,
I love
that's
that.
Right. I had it trending on Twitter.
This is great.
Yeah. In order to get past the nugget limit, the man drove to 11 different Wendy's in the greater Portland and Vancouver area.
Wow.
Portland and Vancouver, they're not exactly close. Seattle and Vancouver are close.
Well, you have
time.
Nothing to do.
Yeah. In order to make the most of his trip, he reportedly drove the route twice.
Oh,
a lot of nuggets. Those four-piecers, I think, is what they gave away, right? And since we're talking food, once again, how about this one? On the other end of the a little more expensive spectrum, America's most expensive restaurant is selling its sushi now, where you can pick it up. The sushi is $800, Melissa.
But it's really good, though.
Yeah.
I'd still like to try it.
Eater New York says America's most expensive restaurant, Masa, is closed because of the coronavirus. The New York City sushi restaurant is offering an $800 takeout box on Friday nights. The box feeds four people. Ah, there you go. Includes pre-sliced raw fish, vegetables, ginger, wasabi, rice, and soy sauce. Or as everybody says, it's what every sushi restaurant serves.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better.
Okay.
Better.
Australian couple was fined for violating the coronavirus lockdown after posting vacation pics from 2019. So they posted pictures of their vacation last year.
Whoa.
And Australian authorities saw them and said, you're not supposed to be doing that. Wow. You're not supposed to be on vacation. Went to their house to find them. We're like, those are pictures from last year.
This is a good excuse to post your bikini pics from the past.
And aren't we all looking for a good excuse to post our bikini pictures?
Definitely.
Son glues his dad's belongings to the ceiling and adds more every day that his dad doesn't notice. I'm looking at a picture. His dad's shoe is on the ceiling.
Get out of here.
Two socks. And his dad's glasses are all glued to the ceiling.
Hilarious.
He doesn't see
yeah.
It.
They shared the images of some of the items he glued, including glasses, a phone case, a shoe, and one to the end all the games, the remote. On the day, on day one, he started with his dad's glasses. The next day, he stuck on a phone case. The next came a shoe. On day four, the son stuck the TV remote to the ceiling, and it was at this point that dad must have realized something's up.
Yeah, that remote will do it.
I'm feeling like I'm missing a few things around here, and all he had to do was look up.
Jeez,
loose goat visits Massachusetts liquor store.
Hmm. All right.
Police in Worcester, Massachusetts said the animal control office had to respond Sunday to a report of a loose goat wandering outside McGovern's package store. It appeared confused and exhausted, like the rest of us. You see this? I mean, there's animals everywhere now.
I know. They have free reign of
coyotes
the streets.
Walking the streets. There's a fox running through my yard the other day.
That's right.
It's pure chaos.
Yeah.
Raccoons everywhere. People without pants. Cops warn quarantining residents to wear pants when checking the mail.
We have to warn them about this.
Well, this is a problem. People are forgetting. You know, you're stuck inside your house for now 14 straight weeks. You go to get the mail, you don't even bother to put on pants anymore. And other neighbors can see you. You've forgotten that people can see you.
Okay.
In Taneytown, Maryland, police are reminding quarantining residents to wear pants when checking the mail. They posted, please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. You know who you are. This is your final warning.
Final warning.
Mm-hmm. Man starts Viagra delivery service because of coronavirus.
Oh, that's probably smart.
In Sao Paulo, Brazil, where everybody's humping everybody, they've started a Viagra delivery service because of the coronavirus. The city's under lockdown, so a 22-year-old delivers blue pills to men in need.
Oh, nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. An Alabama couple stole a doorbell camera, but were unable to steal the video of them stealing the doorbell camera.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem
up to the
part.
Computer.
Yeah, yeah. So they've been caught. Belgians are being urged to eat more fries during the coronavirus pandemic. We had the guy with
that.
The nuggets. Now we've got fries.
Oh, why are they being encouraged to do that?
Belgians are being called on to eat extra portion of fries each week to help with the potato surplus during the coronavirus lockdown in Belgium.
There you go.
Potato farmers have blamed restaurant closures for sacking them with an excess this year that could reach 750,000 tons of potatoes.
Wow.
And don't put them anywhere near your butt.
What?
Doctors are warning people not to use frozen potatoes as a hemorrhoid aid.
Huh? What? What?
Sufferers too embarrassed to seek medical help are trying the latest home remedy, but doctors have warned it could be dangerous and you shouldn't do it. A number of online websites suggest a frozen French fry-sized piece of potato inserted internally is just the ticket for hemorrhoid sufferers. Doctors have come forward and said, no, don't do that. And for God's sake, don't inject bleach.
Right. Yeah, right. Just to remind you. Yeah.
What
the heck?
Yeah, well, don't put potatoes up your butt.
No, because when they unfreeze,
I think there's a difference. I'm not so concerned about the unfreezing. I'm more concerned with you've got a potato up your butt. And finally, man jumps into fish tank to retrieve engagement ring. Daily Mail claims a 23-year-old man from Belarus recently jumped into a giant fish tank at a supermarket. His girlfriend rejected his marriage proposal before tossing his engagement ring into the water.
Oh, man, she put the extra root in there.
That is hardcore.
Yeah. Wait, why does she do that?
I guess she doesn't want to get married.
I guess not.
Clearly.
The man jumped headfirst into the water to retrieve the ring. Security allowed him to leave on his own. Well, I would hope so.
Okay.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.